And now, an open letter to the FCC.
Fuck, fuckity, fuck, 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 fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. I can say fuck, and there's not a fucking thing you can fucking do about it, because I'm gonna fucking CD, you fucks. I can fucking say any fucking thing I want to, you fucking fucks from Fuckville. Fuck shit, 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 fuck shit, dick, fuck shit, fuck shit, fuck, cocksucking dick, fuck, you fucking fuck fuckers. Pussy, pissy, hairy hold, pork, butt crack, Shelly Hunt. Fuck, fuckity, fuck, 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 fuck.
Avast, ye swabs. 'Tis time for episode 37 of the Mad Music Podcast, a half-hour program of mad music and silly stuff, brought to ye by madmusic.com, the world's largest comedy website, and I be your host, old retired pirate bastard Commodore Stavro Argalus. Every now and again, I turn up to play the strangest and most amusing recordings. Of course, on these podcasts, only Creative Commons-friendly songs can be played, as well as other things on which the rights have expired and become public domain. This week, Here Come the Lesbians, a show about, well, everything but lesbians, mostly. My late young nephew, Tyro, turned 50 last November. If he were, you know, alive, it'd be time for him to go and get a colonoscopy. Vampires tend to be low maintenance, though. I got one when I had that massive hernia operation a few years ago. They figured they were tearing my guts open anyway, so give him the ass treatment as well. There'll be a song about going up Hershey Highway with ass cameras in the first set. This site is supposed to have a pirate theme, but hardly any pirate songs get played on its shows, outside of that day in September. That gets fixed in this episode as well. We even have a swipe at the gentrification of Sesame Street, sort of. Let's start with a song about all this frigid weather that's arrived to kill us, or as we call it here in New England, Saturday.
There's frost on the window and my ears are numb.
It's fucking cold outside.
People who build snowmen are dumb.
It's fucking cold outside. Took my dog for a walk. He got hit by a plow, but it's too cold for a dog funeral now.
It's fucking cold outside.
It's fucking cold outside.
Saw some kids in a snowball fight.
Don't they know it's fucking cold outside?
The sun goes down sooner every night.
'Cause it fucking knows it's fucking cold outside. My car got stuck in a foot of snow. Prayed to God for help, but he just said no.
It's fucking cold outside.
It's fucking cold outside.
My wife's in labor, gonna give birth today.
I told her I can't make it, it's fucking cold outside.
Called my son up in the womb, told him to wait until May.
He said, no problem, Dad, it's fucking cold outside. A man with an axe just broke inside. Didn't run away, just laid here and died.
It's fucking cold outside.
Because it's fucking cold outside.
Fucking cold outside.
It's fucking cold outside. Fucking cold outside.
Happy birthday.
Now you're 50 years old and you'd rather not have to be thinking about a colonoscopy. It's more pleasant to deny the fact that colorectal cancer kills half a million people every year.
Plan.
Says preventive care is something they provide for free, just for you.
Thanks, Obama.
So get ready to let them hunt for polyps and ulcers and tumors in your rear.
Don't worry.
Hey, doesn't it sound like fun to have a camera up inside your colon? Is there an alternate approach like an x-ray or a cancer-sniffing dog?
Woo.
They all say no.
They
sketchy. Is mounted on a tube and can remove tiny polyps for examination later on. Wow. And apropos to this procedure, they call this rectal selfie stick an endoscope. That's an endoscope up your A. Yay, 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 yay. That's an endoscope up your A. Say cheese. There must be some other way. Up your
I need more light. Boy, the sun really doesn't shine up here.
You just gotta do this, that's what everyone says. Quit being such a baby. Call the doctor and make an appointment, and eventually the nice receptionist will call you back.
Get ready!
She tells you that for 3 days you'll be feasting on nothing but broth. Just like a lingerie model. To roto-root and clear out every tiny little bit of fecal matter clinging to your digestive tract.
Ew.
You also gotta clear your schedule to allow extra quality time with your toilet.
Oh, no.
Go to Walgreens and ask them for economy-sized strawberry-flavored industrial-strength laxatives.
Oh, boy!
And stop by the library to borrow giant stacks of reading material.
Yeah, just keep this stuff.
And now it's 3 days on the pot with lots and lots of Harry Potter and constant explosive flatulence. And then an endoscope up your head. Up your egg.
You may feel a little pressure.
Without the slightest bit of foreplay. Yay, 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 yay. That's an endoscope up your egg.
Get my good side. Wait, my eyes were closed.
Now you may find it inconceivable, or at the very least a bit unlikely, that a camera that's crammed inside your butt could have the slightest chance of seeing anything carcinogenic that's attached itself inside your large intestine. But according to the internet, there's every indication that your chances of surviving through your 50s are pathetic, unless you submit yourself to this undignified procedure and you put your trust and faith in modern Western medicine. Where was I?
It's time.
Now you're ready to let them go where no man has ever gone before. You're smart, you got an early appointment, so you'll have a whole day to recover from PTSD.
Lie down.
You get a gown that covers nothing in the back, so your crack is on display for absolutely everyone. And now you realize the brilliance of this simple yet ubiquitous design for maximized visibility.
Anesthesia.
Curl up in a ball like the baby you become, and then there's drugs. Soon you're sleeping and dreaming of rainbows and unicorns and not the thing that's up your personal space.
Recovery!
Now it's over and you're hoping that they didn't find a tumor or a spatula or anything humiliating. You get a friend to drive you home and sit and binge The Walking Dead all day while stuffing chocolate in your stupid face. That was an endoscope up your A. Yay, 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 yay. That was an endoscope up your A.
Scared the crap out of me.
Read the card on that bouquet. Up your A.
Everybody!
That's an endoscope up your A. Yay, 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 yay. That's an endoscope up your A.
Now just the pharmaceutical salespeople.
You wanna grow old like George
Takei. Yay, 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 yay.
Well,
shove an endoscope up your A.
Where's my lollipop?
Terrified mathematician. Every one of them is a splinter in my eye. I hate the penal space in the coke curve. I fear the Cantor ternary set. The Sierpinski gasket makes me wanna cry. And a million miles away, a butterfly flapped its wings on a cold November day. Named Benoit Mandelbrot was born. His disdain for pure mathematics and his unique geometrical insights left him well equipped to face those demons down. He saw that infinite complexity could be described by simple rules. Used his giant brain and he turned the game. Pointed form, picked his pencil up and he wrote his secret down. Just pick a point called T in the complex plane. The T
strings and wire in one badass fucking fractal. And you're just in time to save the day, sweeping all our fears away. You can change the world in a tiny way. Man who rots in heaven, at least he will be when he's dead. Right now he's still alive and teaching math at Yale. Gave us order out of chaos, gave us hope where there was none. His geometry succeeds where others fail. If you ever lose your way, butterfly will flap its wings from a million miles away. The series of Z's will always stay close to Z and never trend away. That point is in the Mandelbrot set. Mandelbrot set, you're a Rorschach test on fire. You're a Dingle pterodactyl. You're a heart-shaped box of springs and wire. You're one badass buggy fractal. And you're just in time to save the day, sweeping all our fears away. You can change the world in a tiny way. Just in time to save the day, sweeping all our fears away. You can change the world in a tiny way. Go on, change the world in a tiny way. Come on, change the world in a tiny way.
Mandelbrot is in heaven, and he's there because he's dead. He died in 2010. That's another lyric Joko must have had to change. That song of his about the presidents gives him enough trouble if you've ever seen him perform it live or on a YouTube video or something. Mandelbrot Set by Jonathan Colton from 2004, and his album Where Tradition Meets Tomorrow. Endoscope by Steve Goody. New for this year from his new album, What and Quit Showbiz? It's Fucking Cold Outside, Yes It Is, by Fortress of Attitude from 2012 and the Fump Volume 43. And before the opening, we had An Open Letter to the FCC by Cirque du Soleil from their album Stupid Cowboy Thing, Volume 2, Additional Squid, whatever that means.
And now, Old Fart Corner, a musical trip back to the good old days. Ha-cha! 23 Skidoo! Hi!
Oh, Ernest, who's that coming down the street?
Oh, look her over. Ain't she sweet?
That's not Lizzie, is it? How she's changed.
Yes, she's a lady now. She's outgrown her rattle.
Not a rattle in a carload. I suppose she has more tin now than she ever had.
Yes, you never see her in alleyways anymore. She now sports the boulevard.
Introduce me, will you?
Why, certainly. Sir Walter Raleigh, meet Queen Elizabeth.
Carbureted, I'm sure. Carbureted. Have you seen her? Ain't she great? She's something you'll appreciate.
Say, I don't understand just who you mean.
You don't? Why, everybody everywhere is falling for her now.
Say, do you mean the new Ford?
I do, and it's a wow. Lay off people, lay off folks. None of your sarcastic jokes. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie.
And no more bruises, no more aches. She now's got those four-wheel brakes. Henry's made a lady
out of Lizzie.
She's even got a rumble seat and lots of silent class.
The horn just seems to holler out, toot toot, they shall not pass.
The Lincoln car is made of pins.
They're sisters underneath the skin.
Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie.
She's a great old girl, Ernest.
You bet she was, Bill.
Now, when you see her, you'll agree she's just the thing for you and me.
I bet she's got most anything you'd ask.
Yes, sitting pretty. Yes, I am. With her, I'm always found.
Say, how about her chassis?
It's sure the best around. Now she's even learned to stop for every single traffic cop. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie.
Not a rattle, not a bit. Lizzie now has lots of hits. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie.
There's everything inside her now except the kitchen sink.
A mirror and a powder puff. A shower bath, I think.
I'll bet my socks have been before.
We'll live as long as Fanny Ward.
Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie. C-O-D and F-O-B, all you need is Do-Re-Mi. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie. Since he lifted up her face, she travels at an awful pace. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie.
She's not like Calvin Coolidge, she's a girl who likes her fun.
She says, imagine anyone who doesn't choose to run.
Good for sister, nice for ma, everybody ride but pa. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie.
I keep hearing nothing but, yes, we have no bananas. I would like to find that guy who composed this lullaby. Yes, we have no bananas. I wish that I could go to a cabaret or show where someone wouldn't come along and sing this doggone song. I've got a yes, we have no banana blues. I've got the blues, and when I hear it, oh, how I fear it, it's just like hearing that news. It hasn't got a bit of sense, and I go wild when they come in. Banana, banana, boy, I wish I could take up a million pianos. Day by day, week by week, if yes, we have no bananas. Every time that we meet three, if yes, we got an old banana. C-A-N-A-N-A, yes, no, take them away, I got the, yes, we have no banana blue. Today, half a cup and half a whole bag would do we. The powder than tomatoes can be beef. Onions, capaches, peaches and plums. I could stand for any kind of fruit that comes. Yesterday somebody kept asking me, say, what's the vegetable that starts with B? I gave it up and I asked him to tell. When he said bananas, I just had to yell.
Thank you. find a girl for me,
for me.
But there is something about you
makes me doubt you. Why, oh, why must it be?
Must it be? You dare me,
you scare me, and still I like you more each day.
But you're the kind that will charm and then do harm.
You've got a dangerous way, but still. You're beautiful, yes, beautiful. You're wonderful, I know. But you're the kind of pretty that makes them fall. And when you get them where you want them, you fool them all. I'm onto you, but I'm fond of you. Cause you're the sweetest girl in the world, in the world.
I love your eyes, I'm fond of your kissing. But my stop, look and listen, you're wonderful, just marvelous, but you're a doggone dangerous girl. You're cunning,
you're stunning,
you're everything a girl should be. You have a way of dressing
that's impressing,
still we never agree.
You have your way,
your way. Although I know you're not true, I stick to you.
I love you more every day.
That's why
you're beautiful. Yes, beautiful. You're wonderful, I know. But you're the kind of girlie that makes them fall. And when you get them where you want them, you fool them all. I'm under you, but I'm fond of you. Cause you're the sweetest girl in the world,
in the world. Your lips have said,
what?
Don't be a stranger, but they're both red.
Well,
I know that means danger.
You're wonderful, just marvelous. But you're a doggone dangerous girl.
And that completes another Old Fart Corner for another week. We started with Henry's Made a Lady Out of Lizzie, Henry being Henry Ford and Lizzie being a Tin Lizzie. Yes, they were singing about cars, if you didn't already work that out. Billy Jones and Ernest Hare did that one in 1928. I've got the Yes, We Have No Bananas Blues by Belle Baker from 1923. Though listening to that copy, you would think it was a lot older. And we finished with You're a Dangerous Girl by the Avon Comedy Four with Irving Kaufman from 1916. This was indeed a very old, old Fart Corner this week. And all of those songs are available in the music store. It's now time to sort out this very few pirate songs on a pirate-themed music site business, and also the gentrification of Sesame Street, and Blow's Goats as well. I'd play the Dead Kennedys' Kill the Poor if this didn't have to be a Creative Commons-friendly show. That's one of the many ways, you know, your cultures become pure evil when kid shows that people, well, people younger than me, that is, grew up with, now are only available for those rich enough to pay for it. If you missed it, that's fucking evil, people. But enough about that, right? Pirates.
On my arm, a peg on my leg, and a patch on my eye, and hate mail from State Farm. I'm well versed in English. I went to Purdue, but since I'm a pirate, convention demands friends that I speak like one too. So
blow me down, ho, oh, vast ye swamps. Fetch me grog, wench, fetch me grog.
I memorize Shakespeare. I peruse Drunk in White. It helps pass the time on the nights I don't plunder and pillage and fight. So perhaps I should speak right. Choose erudite words. But pirates would rather seize wenches and booty than conjugate verse.
Yo ho, yo ho, blow me down.
You're getting out of this, lad.
Aye, ye bilge drinker.
It's the pimping harder for you, me boy.
Walk yon plank, ye scurvy cur, foul scurvy cur.
Yo ho.
Shower and shave. I scuttle your fester and gob with me cutlass, ye landlubber knave.
And I talk like me hearties. It's a bounty mar fun.
I'll hoist up me skull and crossbones and kill hoy, ye mangy horse son.
Yo ho, yo ho, blow me down. Are ye bilge drinker?
You're a bilge red bottomed, sir.
Walk yon plank,
you sacred angel.
Ye scurvy ker, foul swashbuckler.
Something else each day. Wished I was a superhero or an astronaut in space. My life continued, and as it happened, I watched it from the sidelines, and I looked back and realized how I wish it had began. If I was a lesbian, my life would be great. I would be a lot less shy when asking girls out on dates. And I'd be the cutest girl, as I'm sure you're aware. And I'd be the only girl I know to wear boys' underwear. And if I was a lesbian, I'd buy pretty clothes. And I'd be all cool and edgy, and I'd pierce my nose. And I'd have a lot of fun comparing boobs with my friends. And I wouldn't be afraid of getting pregnant again. As I grew older and went to high school, I was your average teenage boy. Wearing makeup and skinny jeans was the stuff that I enjoyed. And then it hit me one fateful weekend. I tried to les out with my friends one day. And then I knew that my path in life was not completely straight. Sometimes I'd go around in public holding my girlfriend's hand, and I'd read a bunch of anime and vampire books, and I could finally buy pantyhose and not get crazy looks. And if I was a lesbian, I'd dance in my bra, and I'd make out with another girl in front of grandma, and I'd finally ask girls out without getting turned away, 'cause it seems like every girl I like always turns out gay.
Listen to you, bitch. Listen to you, whine. But you cruise the CD, yuppie jerks are cut for this time. Your kids are getting fatter, and the yell looks rather bleak, despite you putting them on 3-fat diets every week. So do you take the blame and make a change at home? No, damn it, you're American. You're born to bitch and moan. And just like every problem, your solution is the same. You beat your kid already, babysitter is the blame. There's every single character on every single show, but they seem to mold it perfectly to help your children grow. 'Cause a family and your role models are beacons for good health. You might just have to be one yourself. And who has time for that? So wave your pen at Goodman, you turn on your TV. A friend of a gun, Emily, a D's and CSE. There's a googly and puppy with a coat of baby blue. You can complain of something here that don't look like a fool. And with that gasoline, I'm not going to cookies disappear. And suddenly the reason why your eyes are set to clear. This one is watching famous level driven into gorge. So when the stuff is over, see what's open, it is gorge. Because you're freaking busy, you can teach your kids to see that reality is different from what's broadcast on TV. So you know that they'll just emulate the things that puppets do. And that might reflect badly on you. Now you're screaming for the blood of the cookie monster. Evil puppet demon of obesity. That's a demon tune and a fearful fallacy. It's the letter, so good enough for me. Hey! We no longer hurt us like we are post-traumatic stress. And the only way to keep our precious darlings out of jail is to make them think that they can never fail. Now you're screaming for the blood of a younger baby teacher. After all your texts paper nearly 12 G. You can see the world with a shame, but you call it after for all those that's good enough for me, Rich.
Just how real you have it. You wake up each morning and have to fight traffic, then spend all day chained to your laptop and beeper. Kiss some client's ass and then play some Minesweeper. Then high ceiling over to your Java lessons and lattes for lattes of therapy sessions, where you whine and ramble and dab your eyelids and complain that you never get time with your kids.
Can you tell me how to get to Hypocrisy Street? Yeah, that's kind of heavy-handed there, don't you think? Yeah, so this is a whole song, so let's wrap it up.
You bitchy, yippee, heart out, and meddle with the best, but your brooding fat-out suspect keeps deferring a success. So what the hell's a problem? It surely can't be you. It must be all the violence on this PlayStation 2. Look at this atrocity, this puzzle for this case. A chronic sick addiction's one and hundreds that we take. There's nudity and blood, it got to change those living people. And that's just in the norm. And sure, disables them, they get to say that they're mature. But now, honestly, does who the hell recycles anymore? Tell me, wouldn't it be easier for parents across the land? It seems that our forgives are all this band. Now you're screaming for the blood of a game programmer, given to be just the children's industry. Pixelated actors, some baby role models, and the professor is just good enough for me. Streaming for news, like to point your finger. Wars to the whole world, it's rated PG. Those sounds that think what those letters really stand for. And the professor.
It turns out there were lesbians in the show after all. Who knew? He started the final set of podcast 37 with Blow Me Down by the Money Shot Cosmonauts from 2009 and the Vump Volume 17. Then we had Lesbian by Nuclear Bubble Wrap, also from 2009, and the Funk Volume 18, and Nuclear Bubble Wrap's album Exploding Head Syndrome. A very good name for an album, indeed. And we finished with C is for Lettuce by Worm Quartet from 2007, and the very first Funk Volume. Proving that crazy people have been bitching at Sesame Street for a very, very long time. Well, that's it for this show. I'll be back with the next podcast when I'm feeling up to it, so be sure to get in your requests when you feel up to it. Until next time, this is Stavro Argalus reminding you to visit madmusic.com, where you can do all manner of mad things. Buy copies of the MP3s you just heard, request songs and skits for the show, participate in our forums, and listen to a ludicrous number of song samples, free streaming shows and videos. This show is copyright 2016 Mad Music Productions LLC, all rights reserved. See you in the funny papers.
Yep. Back in my day, Michael Jackson went on dates with Brooke Shields, and he made the most fantastical music. He was the king of pop, I tells ya. In my day, Yoda was a puppet.